September is Hunger Action Month. What does that mean?
It is. You know, with families and kids going back to school, it's a great time to kick off and remind people about the need in New Jersey, that there are people and families who really are food insecure and need our help. Over 1 million people in New Jersey are food insecure. And people are always shocked to realize that over 300,000 of those 1 million people are children. It is in every community in our state. It's not something that is just in the poorest towns. It is in every single community. And in Essex County, they have the highest level of food insecurity in the state at 17.4%.
What does the face of hunger look like here in New Jersey? Who are these hungry people? How do you identify them?
Well, the face of hunger is really different than people perceive. You know, it used to be that people would think of the overseas or the malnourished child. The face of hunger now could be you, or it could be me, or it could be the child next door. Oftentimes, people are really struggling, and when they struggle to feed their families, they provide non-nutritious food and fast food and inexpensive food. And that is not some child or person who is satisfied and able to function at the highest level. So really, hunger hides, and it's a hidden problem. And the people who are working, over 50% of the people that we serve at the Community Food Bank have a working member of their family. So it's all around us in New Jersey.
We here at WBGO are partnering with you for Hunger Action Month. Tell us a little bit about that partnership with WBGO and what this Family Pack program does.
We're thrilled to have this partnership. Family Packs provides households with supplemental food for the weekend when kids don't have access to school breakfast and lunch. We provide them about 5 to 6 pounds of food, fresh produce again, protein, carbohydrates, things like hearty soups and stews and pastas and shelf-stabilized milk and cereal, so that over the weekend, those families have enough to get through. Teachers really can tell on a Monday morning if a student hasn't eaten and they're exhibiting signs of food insecurity. So we work with 12 school districts throughout the state. We make sure that those children are identified, they receive the food. But we know if there's one student in one classroom that is food insecure, chances are when they go home, there's a whole family behind that that is in need. And that's what these family packs are giving to those people. We currently serve about 1,600 families each Friday afternoon, and we know the need exists in our community to do more. So if people pledge to BGO during this drive, Stop and Shop is helping make these family packs possible through this pledge drive, and every $60 will send one of those packs home for kids.